Hi, Joy School parents. Richard and Linda here, and we are going to talk about the joy of the body.
The joy of the body. Here's a little three-year-old, Linda, four-year-old, learning to use his body, learning to appreciate his arms and his legs and his senses. What a great joy.
It really is. I think it's the one that has the most to do of any of the units, just because there are so many things that you can involve the kids in. I mean, the sense of touch, the sense of hearing, seeing, feeling, tasting, all those things. There are so many things to do.
And what we want to do is take you back to some discussions that we recorded back when we were in Joy School, back when we had little Joy School kids. And there's going to be two segments that you'll be listening to now. The first one just talks about the joy of the body. You'll notice that it talks about it as though it were happening in September, because the units used to be in a little different order. Don't let that bother you. It's just we wanted you to hear this original discussion rather than us try to recreate it after all these years. And then the second little segment that you're going to be hearing, we thought would be something you'd really enjoy. It's a discussion of, at this point in time, sort of reassessing where you are after having two units and you're into the Joy School year, you're one-fifth of the way done. What are some things you can be doing to make a good Joy School even better? So those are the two segments you're going to hear now. They're a little dated, but they're also powerful because they capture the way we felt when we were Joy School parents. Linda is a little politically incorrect in one place. She talks about handicapped. I don't think that's a word you'd use today.
I think disabled is the correct word now. But we don't want you to think this is plodding one-fifth of the way through. Richard, it sounds like you're really plodding along.
Well, I mean, it's just
along.
A time to reassess how Joy School's going and how to make it even better for your group.
Right. And we think you'll find this unit really delightful. We hope you enjoy the discussion.
Now, when you get into the joy of the body, it's a beautiful little concise unit. You'll have 3 weeks in Joy School. The first week, you'll be dealing primarily with understanding our bodies, how they work, and kind of knowing the names of the body parts and doing little puzzles of the body and so on. Then the second week, more the appreciation of the body, appreciating the senses, appreciating all the ways that our bodies can move and all the things they can do. And then in the third week, caring for your body, taking care of your body and making it function as best it can. And this is kind of the format you can follow at home, too. There's so many fun things you can do. And I like to talk especially to dads, because a lot of times the dads are not involved in the actual teaching of Joy School. But there's so many things you can do. We like to have fun around our house with crazy things like taping our thumbs down and seeing how hard it would be to get along without a thumb, so you appreciate that part of your body. Or putting an orange juice can on your elbow and seeing how hard it would be to function if you didn't have joints that would bend and so on. And maybe covering your eyes, blindfolding yourself and seeing if you can get along with just your sense of hearing, or putting things in a bag and smelling them and see if kids can tell what they are. There's so many fun little ways for parents to help preschoolers understand how wonderful the body is and how much joy it can provide.
And as we say throughout the year, actually the parents are the great learners, and we relearn every year how exciting it is to have a body that works. We often don't appreciate it until we get a bad cold or we break a leg or sprain an arm or something and can't use it. But it's really a great time to rejoice with these little children about what a wonderful thing our bodies are.
You know, one thing we always do this time of year on this unit, Linda, is get out the classical music. Not to say it's not already out. You have it out all the time. But we turn it on more often and let the kids the little preschoolers do these creative dances and use their body with the flow and the feel of the music. And it's always refreshing and amazing to see how much they can enjoy their bodies in the context of using and the movement of bodies with the music and so on.
I think that we see these little ones, and it gives us a great amount of satisfaction, too, as we see their progression through life and realize that they're discovering something new about their bodies every day. We take for granted things that we've known forever that they really don't know, just the feel of a flower on their cheek or the wonderful things that are included in the senses.
Hey, and you know, you can even use television. This is the one unit that the you can actually use TV. You can turn it on, but cover up the picture and see if just by the sound they can tell what's going on the screen. Or you can turn the sound down and see if just by watching the picture they can tell what people are saying. There's all kinds of ways to help kids become more aware of all five of their senses. You can pop popcorn on a without the lid and say, can you see it? Can you hear it? Can you smell it? Can you feel it? Can you taste it? And show them how all five of their senses are involved. I'm excited about this unit, aren't I?
I can
I'm
tell.
I'm ready to get into it. Let's get started. Anything else you want to say before we close off on this first discussion, Linda?
I think we do want to wish you luck this year and also express our interest in your having these meetings. If you're in a meeting now, if you're doing this individually, that's fine, but be sure you have your mother's group meetings once a month and meet together with those mothers and so that everyone knows what's going to happen. It really is a great way to get feedback on what's happened the month before, to get a feeling in the pulse of the Joy School as it goes along, and things just go so much more smoothly if you just have a little meeting. Ours in our group is always just a half hour. We just meet from 9
to
9:30.
Off to a good start.
Just before Joy School starts, and we have a really good rapport when we have that meeting and things go smoothly.
You might also notice in the meeting there's several alternatives mentioned in the manual. One of them is you can bring in a handicapped person into Joy School. I think we did that in our Joy School several times, didn't we, Linda? And it's interesting to see the kids appreciate their own bodies and sympathize with someone that maybe doesn't have some of the abilities.
You know, last year in our group we had a lady who came in who'd been lost in the wilderness. She was in a plane wreck and was lost in the wilderness and lost both of her legs and was in a wheelchair, and she had a great sense of humor. She took her legs off for the kids and showed them around, and it was one of the most wonderful experiences they had all year.
Hello parents, this is the Ayers again, and we've got our little chance to have a brief discussion with you about how Joy School is going. Now hopefully most of you are listening to this after doing the first two units of Joy School and before doing the two units that are on this tape, namely the Joy of the Body and the Joy of Sharing and Service.
Anyway, it is a good time to pause and think about the Joy School experience and really think about some specific ways to make it even better than it is.
Particularly if you're doing this as you should be and you're listening to this after doing the first two units of Joy School, it might be a good time to say, well, how are we doing so far and how can we improve the way we're conducting our Joy School to make it even better for the next eight units that are coming up? And I think what we've kind of concluded, Linda, is that all Joy Schools are terrific, but there are some that are better than others. And what we want to try to do is tell you a few things we've observed that spell the difference between a good Joy School and a great Joy School, because they're kind of little things, but they make a big difference. One, which I'm going to ask Linda to comment on, because she's the one that's really pioneered it, is having a little meeting among the mothers who will be doing the teaching at the beginning of each unit to kind of get the plans in mind and get things figured out for the unit coming up.
Now, I think that the ideal for this would be to meet together on an evening when you can be without the children, and then you can listen to the tape afterwards and discuss it according to the needs of your own children in your homes and kind of commiserate about the things that are happening there. But at the same time, that isn't always practical. And
in fact, the ideal would be to have the fathers there with you, and
well,
some
that's
groups
what I mean,
are able
yes,
to do this.
To have both the parents meet and so on. But our little Joy School group last year had 41 siblings amongst the six of us that were doing Joy School, and there was no way that we could, with those busy schedules, meet on an evening and get the daddies there anyway. So we started meeting at 9 o'clock a week or two before the unit actually began, and handing out lesson plans for the next month and so on. And we did at that time have a chance to go over each of the fine points of the lesson and let everyone know what was coming up. It really is so helpful because sometimes those of us who don't really want to do some of the harder things are a little more impelled to do it if we realize that the other mothers know that it's going to happen, and it depends on you to get it done, to get it on to the next teacher for the next week. It really just helps all the way around and for many, many reasons.
Plus, it becomes kind of a brainstorming time, and people can say, well, I'd like to do this lesson because I have a certain skill that would be involved, or someone will say, well, let's add this and we can make the lesson even better. It's kind of a mental preparation. I think when people have these little meetings among the mothers before they start the unit, the mothers and the fathers enjoy the unit more because they're prepared for it, and it really kind of seems to go more naturally and be more effective.
And just as a quick example, this time is crucial because this month is the Joy of the Body, and I believe that it's this month that you will be involved with having a handicapped person come to your Joy School, and you need each other's brains to think about who would be the best, you know, who would give the children the best experience as far as whether it's a blind person, a deaf person, or what. And there are just always things that need to be discussed. There's a detailed meeting plan right in the manual, and so we hope that you're all using it and doing it because it makes Joy School a lot more enjoyable.
Now, a second thing you can do to make a good Joy School better is to try your very hardest to involve the fathers and to involve any siblings or other people in your home in the unit that you're working with that month in Joy School. The simplest way to do this is to pay a lot of attention to the little notes that go home with the children after Joy School each day that kind of give a one or two sentence overview of what they've covered that day. If the fathers will get in the habit of reading those and doing something about it, everything can tie together. Another important thing, of course, is to try to have the fathers listen to the tape every once in a while so they know what some of the songs are, and maybe even glance through the manual so they and read the little section in the newsletter dealing with this month's joy so they can tie some of their efforts into what you're doing in the Joy School itself.
Be sure you do your daddy's days too. We really didn't have time to talk about this last time because we just had such a short time on the tape, but these daddy's days have been great, great, great successes in many of the Joy Schools. And they've done it all different ways. One daddy has taken all the children at one time, or all the daddies go with all the children at another time, whether it's just to meet at McDonald's for breakfast or whether it's to really go through a plant or see something, the bread factory or something exciting for the kids. It doesn't matter as long as they get together and the fathers have a feel for the Joy School group.
And just one other thing, sometimes the size of a Joy School makes a big difference. And if you're operating with just your own family or maybe just one other family and there's only two or three kids in your Joy School, bear in mind that when you get up to about five, we think the ideal size is 5 to 7 children, maybe as high as 8. More than that, you may need 2 mothers at a time. But when you have about 5, there seems to be the perfect kind of interaction among the children. They begin to learn from each other, and a lot of the methods seem to work a little better. So if your Joy School is still a little small, think about adding, you know, 1 or 2 additional children, which also will add 1 or 2 additional mothers, and you won't have to teach quite as often.
Also, there's an attitude here that we have to be aware of, and that is how important it is to feel these joys ourselves. It's one thing to teach the children. I think it's just inevitable that we are the ones that learn the most. Always the teacher learns the most. But make this a conscious goal rather than just a byproduct, because it is so important to learn and grow with these little ones and see the world through those childlike little eyes, because it just makes such a difference in your outlook on life.
For example, this time, Unit 3, you've got the joy of the body, and what fun it is to say, all right, I'm going to have a goal as an adult this month to appreciate my own body more, to use it more, to care for it more, to understand it better. And when you begin to think that way, it becomes more pleasant and more natural to teach these same joys to the children. This really is a favorite one of ours, Linda. You know, this is where we get into, you know, in the joy of the body, the use of blindfolds and plugging our ears and doing all kinds of things to appreciate our senses.
So you can't use it for a while.
Putting orange juice cans on your elbows so that you can't bend it and so you appreciate your joints. And there's a lot of fun things to do for parents and kids in the joy of the body.